You feed us, Lord, oh, we so feed ya, oh God. You fought for us, we so fight for ya, God. You fought for me when some fight for their God. Oh, Jesus, you know they use me, play. Oh, na, 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 na. You know they use me, play. Oh, na, 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 na. You know they use.
Thank you, Father. You are God, and you cannot lie. There's nothing that you've said you will do that you have not done already. Lord, oh God, we come before you today, knowing that you are a promise keeper, a covenant keeping God. We thank you for the covenant of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says, oh God, that we come into covenant with you in our sacrificial giving. Lord, look upon your sons and your daughters today. And if there is anything that is not in line with your perfect will for our lives, Father, remove every obstacle, every limitation, everything standing in the way of the fulfillment of your covenant promises to us. For we are convinced that you are a truth-telling God. You are the embodiment of truth. You are the God who saves us. You're the God who delivers us. You're the God who fights and protects us. You're the God who provides for us. You're the God who meets our every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, wherever there is a need that is left unmet, we know, Lord, oh God, that it's not your fault. So, Lord, whatever it is that is in the way, God, my Father, take it away, that your word may be fulfilled and manifested in our lives. Teach us how to receive and how to have, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in this service. Your word says, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we declare liberty for your people today, because you are here. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Help us, Lord, to seek you like never before. Put a depth of hunger inside of us today that motivates us at all times to seek you. Do it for us, Father. Help us. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So good to see you all. My papa used to say, you look better and prettier and more handsome than the last time I saw you. May God continue to renew our youth. Amen. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord today. Amen. Don't let anything trouble you. Be at peace. Let me say that again. Don't let anything trouble you. Be at peace. Amen. Amen? Amen? Don't let anything trouble you. Be in peace. It's very intentional with those words. Be in peace. Be where?
In peace.
Be where?
In peace.
In peace. Be in peace. Be in it. Hallelujah. Be in it. Be in peace. Hallelujah. I want that to sink deep inside your spirit. Be in peace. Be in it. Peace is a person. His name is Jesus. Be in peace. Hallelujah. Peace is not just a person. Peace is a place. Be in peace. Be in that place called peace. Obviously, you're at glory and peace today. So be here. Be present. Amen. Your breakthrough is not out there. Your breakthrough is right here, right now. Amen. Amen?
Amen?
Be in peace. Peace is prosperity. Be there. Peace is progress. Be in progress. Peace is nothing is missing and nothing is lacking, nothing is broken. Everything is perfect. be in that place of God's perfection. If you don't stay there, you'll be tossed everywhere. Just be in peace. Rise with me and say, I am in peace.
I am in peace.
Say it again. I am in peace.
I am in peace.
One more time. I am in peace.
I am in peace.
When you are in peace, you're not in strife. Where strife is, there's every evil work. So when you are in peace, there is no evil work. All is good. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I think you have enough to go home with already. If you just receive that and have it. Say, I receive peace.
I have
it. I'm in it. I am saturated with peace. I am one with peace.
I am
the manifestation of peace. You got it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team.
Praise the Lord. Well, God day, everybody. Let's say this way, if you are not in peace, you are in pieces. So pick peace all the time. Amen? And peace is not an it, it's a he. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, stretch your hands, those of you who are sitting, to our children. Father, we thank you for our wonderful family. Thank you for the family of God. Thank you for our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families and children standing before me. Father, you reign over every one of us. Every child from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we declare your lordship over every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say you reign and you rule over their life. You direct all our paths. Our path is shining brighter and brighter on a daily basis. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, touch your children. Grant them a great week, great time in the Lord, at home, at school, at work, at whatever they do as for a living, minister grace to every one of them. May they remember the Lord is their peace, and you have broken down every wall of partition. There is no more wall between us and you. We receive everything you have for us today. Our daily bread is loaded upon us now. In the name of Jesus, includes divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, divine joy. Everything you intend it to be, so shall it forever be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you, have your way in our lives, in our homes, in our everything you've called us to do, in the service today, in our city, in our nation, in our neighborhood. We say, be Lord over all. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning our scripture reading is going to be Psalm 84. It's not very long, so you need to catch up quickly. Psalm 84, starting from verse 1, there are 12 verses. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of hosts. So you have heavenly hosts in mega in this house this morning. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. So we don't worship God just from our lips. Everything about us is what we use to worship him. So that's why when you are worshiping him, forget about every other thing and just give your all to him at that moment. That's when it counts. Amen. Haphazard worship does not count. It says your soul, your flesh, your everything will cry to the living God. So make your time with the Lord count. Say a big amen. God does not like to take second place. He is first. So if you're going to worship him, give him your all at that time. Amen. Anything you do for the Lord is got to be all or nothing. Verse 3, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, that we have a King and a God. He is my King and my God. May we remain in his altar, blessing his holy name. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Are there people in the house of the Lord this morning where you are blessed just for being here? Say, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Hallelujah. You will not have reason to cry and be in sorrow. You will have reason to rejoice and praise the Lord. May your testimony be, I'm praising the Lord on a daily basis. Out of the blue, you just start shouting, praise the Lord, and having a great time in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when a terrible news comes of disaster, people shout and scream of sorrow. May that not be your shout. May your shout be that to praise the Lord. You remember the goodness of God. May the goodness of God visit you and your household. Say amen. He said we will keep on praising the Lord. I receive that. Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. May your strength be in the Lord. May everything you accomplish in life, you know that it came from God. May you never come to the place and say, I did it. And I did it my way. There is no such thing in the kingdom of God doing it things your way. That's the world way. That is a different kingdom. In the kingdom of God, we do things God's way. Somebody praise the Lord. My strength comes from God. Everything you need is coming from God. Your family, your children, your business, your church, your ministry, anything you're doing, your job, your career. Remember, God gave it. Say amen. Say amen. Your finance, your health, remember, it comes from the Lord. So when you remember him, you give him thanks. Give him thanks. Can you say, thank you, Lord? Yes, we must continue to give him thanks so that we never lack. Amen. As long as the Lord is our shepherd, we shall never lack. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 6. Who, passing through the valley of Baca means weeping. May we not be in the place of weeping. May we pass through every valley of the shadow of death and every valley of weeping. May that not be our residence. May our residence be the place of joy. mountain of Zion. Hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion it shall be seen. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. May we be in that mountain in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well? The rain also fill it, the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Hallelujah. So you passing through, but you are ending up in Zion, where you can praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 When sad news or anything bad happened to you or your family, that is not your residence. You are passing through the valley of Baca, and you are heading for Mount Zion. Somebody say, I'm heading for Mount Zion. Say amen. Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. May you know that God will hear you. And may you ask him to hear you. Say, Lord, hear my prayers. God of Jacob, hear my prayer. Say amen. Amen. He's a personal God. May he hear you. Hallelujah. He's the God who transformed Jacob's life. Even though blessing is pronounced over him, his destiny is that he will be great. He will be head. But it never happened. He cried to the Lord. May you cry to God, and may your destiny become exactly what God says it is. Say amen. Verse 9, behold, O God, our shield. Hallelujah. And look upon the face of thine anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How is he going to look at your face when your face is always bowed down? May you lift your head up and say, Lord, look at my face. Look at my face. Say amen. Hallelujah. My shield, he will protect us. Hallelujah. His shield is not like what you see where people put a little shield like police shield or army shield and all those type of shield. His shield is a whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon. That's why I say no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the shield is on. Hallelujah. They fall down. You condemn and they fall down. Impenetrable shield. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, you are my shield. How would you like to be shielded away from sickness and disease, from lack, from pain, from sorrow? Somebody say, my shield is on. Oh, Lord, you are my shield. Yes, bacteria doesn't pass through the shield. Amen. No matter how they manufacture the disease, it's not going to pass through it. Somebody say, the Lord, you are my shield. Can you add that to your prayer all the time? So if the world decides to go crazy about anything, it's going to pass over you because your shield is on. It covers you, your family, your household, your property, and it goes with you. As you are moving, it's moving. The cloud of glory moves. Hallelujah. Cloud by day, fire by night. It has not stopped. It will shield you. Say, Lord, you are my shield. Say a big amen. A shield for me and my household. My business and my ministry, you are my shield. Say amen. My shield going out and coming in. Amen. Amen. Verse 10. For a day in the courts is better than 1,000. Hallelujah. Are you here today? Just one visit to the courts of God is better than 1,000. So you've already overcome 1,000 days already. Good news. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So if you are not in God, in the house of God, you are dwelling in the tents of wickedness. May your dwelling place not be tents of wickedness. May be in God. Say, God, you are my dwelling place. Yes, that's what Emmanuel, God with us. He is our dwelling place. Verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Do you understand what you're reading? He's a sun. God, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. You can't even stare direct at the sun. So anything that's coming against you, well, the sun is going to fry it up and blind it. Say amen. You got to be fast in saying a big amen. Don't start saying amen when it's past. He comes for the quick. May you be quick. Amen. The Lord will give grace and glory. Hallelujah. He says he causes all grace to abound. Enabling power of God will be in our lives forevermore. He will give us glory. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory is a defense. Glory is wealth. Glory is all that God is. He says he will give it to us. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Say amen. Say, Lord, let me always walk uprightly. Yes. You know, you might be making error, but you know how to correct yourself immediately. When the Holy Spirit tells you stop that, you stop it immediately. Say amen. Those are upright walker. A rebellious person is not an upright walker. May you walk in upright way before the Lord. Say amen. Say we not withhold anything. So I don't know what your prayer requests are. God say I will not withhold. May the Lord not withhold anything from you and your household. From me and my household. So say, Lord, help me to walk uprightly. So that's the condition, upright walking. You know how to repent immediately. And you know how to forget that nonsense and keep on moving forward to the Lord. Verse 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my trust in you. Is that not what we're singing some of those songs today? We trust in the Lord. Let us rise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Our trust is not in chariots, in men, in man-made gods, in man-made things. Our trust is in you. Lord, we put our trust in you. We call upon the name Jehovah. We call upon the name Yeshua. We call upon the name Ebenezer, the rock of all ages. We bless your holy name. We call upon your name, the I am that I am. You are forever present with us. Lord, we bless your holy name. Our trust is in you. Our hope is in you. Our faith is in you. Our cry is unto you. Our talk is to you. We lift up your holy name. Father, have your way in our lives. Continue to let your Holy Spirit quicken us. Correct us. Touch our hearts. Draw us to you. Turn from our wicked ways to you all the time. In the name of Jesus, that you will have your way and lead us in your way everlasting. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and prosperity to her palaces. Draw your people to you. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, you have blessed forever. Father, we thank you, God, that you remember your everlasting covenant you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you're manifesting them now. You will do what only you can do. Save your people, Lord. You are the shield and the sun. You are the buckler, O God, over Israel and over your people. Father, we thank you for the peace that you are now spreading. over your people. Draw them to you, Lord, and they will call you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That Yeshua, you will come, Messiah, that you will save your people speedily in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now that out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that same blessing now for our nation, Canada, for Nigeria, United States of America, Italy, Spain, and Botswana, in the name of Jesus. Move upon your people, Lord. Save your people. Draw them to you, Lord. Any nation where one is calling upon the name of the Lord, Father, save your people. Bring righteous and holy leaders. People who do the right thing and lead the people and be a blessing to the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. Remove wicked leaders and do not allow them to have their way. Cleanse the seats of leadership and put godly people, that the people of God will rejoice and be glad in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the service this morning. Heal your people. Restore those who are sick. We declare them, be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Amen. And those that are struggling, draw them to you, Lord. Strengthen them, O God. Move them from the place of backsliding back to your house, to be in your courts and be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the word of God come with power, grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.